and chain. Here we are, sir. Just halfed it, can I have her open? She's a bit stiff.
The key grated in the lock, the chain rattled, and the cully dragged the reluctant doors back in their grooves.
Darkish, he said. I'll turn up the light.
It was very dark inside, the far end quite lost in shadow. McCully's hand fumbled along the wall. There was a click, and a dull yellow globe, thick with dust, came to life. A few canvases stood at intervals with their faces to the wall. Halfway down there was a large studio easel, and beyond it stood a packing case with a few odd chairs and some shadowy bundles. Beyond that again, deep in shadow, Alain could distinguish the corner of a table. An acrid smell hung on the air. McCully walked on towards the dark.
Kind of lonesome, isn't it? He said. Bit of a smell, too.
Wait a moment, said Alain, but McCully did not hear him.
Cripes! What stink! Oh, you'd think he'd...
His voice stopped. McCully, don't move. Alain strode swiftly down the room.
There's someone sitting at the table,
McCully whispered. In the shadow cast by the packing case, Alain saw the table. The man who sat at it leant across the top and stared at them. His chin seemed to be on the surface of the table. His arms were stretched so far that his hands reached the opposite edge. Alain had a torch in his pocket. He groped for it. The sharp beam of light ended in the man's face. It was the face of a gargoyle. The eyeballs started from their sockets. The protruding tongue was sulphur yellow. The face was yellow and blue. Alain walked slowly towards the table. The area of light widened to take in an overturned cup and a bottle.
Oh, God, said McCully. Oh, God, help me. Oh, God.
Alain turned McCully round, marched him towards the door and propped him against the wall. He was sheet white and trembling. Alain looked up and down the alley. Wait here a minute, he said. He ran through the pelting rain to the top of the alley, and about 200 yards away he saw a constable walking along the pavement towards him. Alain made himself known and sent the man off to the nearest telephone. Then he returned to McCully. It's all right, McCully. Sit down on this box. Here. He pulled a flask from his pocket and made McCully drink. I'm sorry I let you in for this, he said. Now wait here and don't admit anyone. When I've turned up the light at the back of this place, close the doors. Using his torch, Alain went back to the far end of the room. He found the light switch, turned it on, and heard McCully drag the doors together. The body was flaccid. The man was dressed in an old Macintosh and a pair of shabby grey trousers. The hands were relaxed, but their position suggested that they had clutched the edge of the table. The square fingertips were lightly crusted with dry clay, and the right thumb and forefinger was streaked with blue. On the backs of the hands, Alain saw sulphur-coloured patches. The mouth was torn, and a glance at the fingernails showed by what means. On the chin, the table, and the floor, Alain found further ghastly evidence of what had happened before the man died. Alain dropped his silk handkerchief over the head. He looked at the overturned bottle and cup. The bottle was marked clearly with a label bearing a scarlet cross. The floor was littered with broken china and with curiously shaped wooden tools, rather like enormous orange sticks. Alain looked at the feet. The shoes, though shabby and unpolished, had no mud on them. One foot was twisted round the chair leg. The other had been jammed against the leg of the table. The whole posture suggested unspeakable torture. Alain turned to the packing case, pulled on his gloves, and drew the bolt. The door opened smoothly, and inside the case, on a wheeled platform, was an irregularly shaped object that seemed to be swathed in cloths. Alain touched it. The cloths were still damp. Comedy and tragedy, he murmured. He began to go over the floor. He found one or two strands of dark brown hair, and these he put in an envelope. Then he looked again at the head of the dead man. Voices sounded, the doors rattled open. Outside in the pouring rain was a police car and a mortuary van. Fox and Bailey stood in the doorway with McCully. Alain walked quickly towards them. Hello, Fox.
Hello, sir. What's up?
Dr. Curtis, Alain's divisional surgeon, dived out of the car into the shelter.
What the devil have you found, Alain?
Garcia, said Alain.
Here,
ejaculated Fox,